Good morning. God is truly good, and He's good all the time. Our meditation this morning is from Psalm 34, 7 through 9. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, and He delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His holy people, for those who fear Him lack for nothing. Mountains are one of God's most spectacular creations. The sheer size of them is awe-inspiring. They have withstood the raging winds, extreme temperatures, onslaughts from all manner of climatic events. They have stood strong and magnificent for thousands of years. Their size draws people like magnets to gaze upon their beauty. And they make attempts to scale these majestic peaks, to reach the summits to capture the beauty that can only be seen from those vantage points. When climbers begin their ascent, it is known that the journey will not be an easy one. The journey is hazardous and long. It requires planning, which will require equipment for climbing, protection, shelter, and a guide to safely lead the way. Being physically fit is a requirement to make the climb as well, because it will require a significant amount of strength and endurance to reach the summit. The mountains we face are not called Mount Everest, Mount Kilimanjaro, Mount Olympus, or any of the other peaks around this planet. We call them financial mountains, unemployment mountains, emotional mountains, spiritual mountains, health mountains. There is no doubt many more mountains that can be listed. They really aren't mountains. They are obstacles or circumstances that must be overcome in order for us to continue to move forward. These mountains require more than an airplane to fly over it, more than a tunnel blasted through it to provide passage for a train or some other type of vehicle. To get through these mountains, we're going to need a guide to lead us. How about Jesus? His word says He will lead us beside still waters. It also says He will never leave or forsake us. The journey is still not going to be easy. We will need a manual with instructions to follow. The Bible, the Word of God, is perfect for this journey. It contains everything we will need as we follow our Lord through the mountain or circumstances blocking or hindering our progress. We don't need to be physically fit for this journey, but we do need to be spiritually fit. This will come from a steady prayer life, because as we make this journey, we will get spiritually stronger each step we take following our Lord. And doing these things will give us victory over every obstacle that obstructs our journey. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come to you this morning thanking you for all that you do for us, dear Father. We thank you for waking us up this morning clothed in our right mind and able to do for ourselves with the manipulation of our fingers and our hands and our feet. We thank you for that, dear Lord, just putting the breath of life in us today. We ask you, Father, to give us what we need to overcome the mountains that we face each day. Continue to lead us through the valleys in our lives and renew our strength every day as we open our eyes and face a new sunrise. We ask you, Father, to bring peace to our communities. Change the minds of those who wish to commit violent acts that brings unneeded pain to the families within those communities. Help them to see a better way, Father, a different path. Help us as we maybe come in contact with them unknowingly, that we're able to leave a bit of you in their consciousness so that the seed will be planted, so that they will take a different route and do something more positive instead of being destructive. We thank you, Father, for our first responders, and We ask you, Father, to continue to watch over all of our first responders and our families and their families. Keep them uplifted and keep them strong and keep them safe, Father. We ask you to keep safe and encourage all involved in the caring for those in need of medical attention. Continue to strengthen the bond within each family as they are still being not close as they can be because of this pandemic, Father, but we know you're with them and we ask you to continue to be with them, Father. We ask you to touch each and every member of our church family and continue to grant them good health and safety. Continue to embrace our pastor and bless her for all that she does. Continue to fill her with your word that we may learn more of you. Give her wisdom, strength, and restoration at the end of her day as she closes her eyes and goes to rest at the end of her busy day, Father, because she has to meet the needs of more than just her congregation, but she's called upon throughout the country for her wisdom and her knowledge and her spiritual strength. We thank you for her, Father. We love each and every, we love each other tremendously. And as we continue to worship through this virtual reality, we'll continue to give you the praise and give you all the glory as we say thank you for all that you do and all that you're going to do and all that you are doing right now. And in the name of your Son, Jesus, we say amen. God bless you, everybody. Have a great week. God loves you, and so do I.